is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A federal judge allowed a lawsuit to move forward against the Trump administration over its controversial decision to add a question about citizenship in the 2020 census. The judge said the plaintiffs gave plausible evidence that U.S. officials intended to discriminate against immigrant communities driven by President Trump's incendiary statements about immigrants of color. A recent Quinnipiac University poll put the president's approval rating at 38%. Polls in the Midwest indicate the president is being deserted. According to an NBC News Marist poll, only 28% of registered voters in Michigan believe Trump deserves to be reelected, while only 30% of those surveyed in Minnesota and 31% in Wisconsin believe he deserves reelection. Despite lawsuits pending by federal employee unions, the impacts are already being felt. Agencies have cut official time and evicted local labor leaders from union offices and federal buildings that they have long occupied rent-free. Social Security Administration, for example, also halted union access to computers, phones, personnel files, and other tools that are vital to effective representation. Harvard University, in a court filing, refuted an analysis of 6 years of its admissions data as fundamentally unreliable because it cherry-picked certain groups of students to try to prove the university intentionally discriminates against Asian American applicants. In 2017, there were 72,499 wildfires that combined torched more than 10 million acres across the West. Summer is the deadliest season on America's roads, which are now the most dangerous in the industrialized world, a grim distinction that didn't apply just a few decades ago. On a typical summer Tuesday, 100 people will die in car accidents. In Malaysia, an 11-year-old girl's marriage to a 41-year-old man, the father of her best friend, has reignited debate in the multi-ethnic democracy about the persistence of an age-old Islamic practice. With their eyes on blockchain jobs and revenue, small countries and territories such as Bermuda, Malta, and Gibraltar are jockeying for a big role in what could be the next business frontier. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.